senorita looking dead, can't be need a bed in Espanol. So give me a drink of water, I'm gonna sing around the collar, and I don't need a microphone.
Good evening, everybody out there, wherever there is for you on this Sunday night. There might be in your home, there might be in your car, there might be walking down the street. I don't know. But we are here. We are Thump Local. We are untangling the web of digital marketing and offering you other valuable business insights. I am Derek Bliss. I am joined in studio with none other than the RH Factor, Rich Healy.
What is going on, Derek? A very interesting start to the evening here. So we are...
Yes, it's exciting. There's like an excitement in the air.
I just feel like the whole... the energy in the place is so much different tonight than usual.
Tremendous.
I'm excited about it. I mean, he's excited about it. I'm excited about it.
Of course. And, of course, we're talking about High Bar Guy.
High Bar Guy.
He's in the Cumulus WABC studios here tonight. He's roaming the halls and getting some photo ops. I mean, everybody wants a piece of this guy.
It's amazing to me that how many people have stopped us, him specifically, along the way to kind of take a picture with him and... the fanfare, it's embarrassing a little bit. I'm a little embarrassed by it.
It's tough to handle, but he handles it in stride.
Oh, he's tremendous. And
High Bar Guy, yeah. You would think in New York City with all the celebrities here that, you know, he would get left alone. People wouldn't, you know, want to, you know, take a picture and say hi to him so much, but they just don't leave the poor guy alone.
How many people recognized him was amazing.
Tremendous.
If you haven't yet followed him on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, his Instagram handle is at High Bar Guy, HIGHBARGUY. You definitely want to follow him. I kind of gave somewhat of a reveal a couple of weeks ago on the show, and you know, he's here. He is dressed impeccably. Shirt is phenomenal. I mean it fits like it was, you know, it's obviously a custom made shirt. The thing fits tremendously.
He's a good guy. He's a good looking guy, and he dresses obviously to the nines always, and he loves High Bar shirts.
He's always, and even Lexi, when we got in here today, she did the double take. I know she was definitely into, I know she has a boyfriend, so I hope I'm not starting any trouble. I know she was definitely into him for sure. So you've never seen a guy like him before, have you?
Comment.
No, this is my first time seeing someone like him. Well dressed, fit, perfect.
See,
We hear that a lot about a High Bar Guy.
So, lady, it just doesn't have to be men. Ladies,
nah, of course,
follow at High Bar Guy, and this guy is going to be—he's going to be something special.
Yeah, he's at High Bar Guy. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I think he said he's working on his website. It's going to be highbarguy.com. It's going to be good place to check out all things that's going on with him and his travels and his life. He's an interesting, very interesting guy, to say the least.
And for any of those people out there that would be interested in booking High Bar Guy, obviously just go through us at radiothumplocal.com.
Mm-hmm.
We'll definitely see what... Well, listen, he's going to be very booked, so we'll do the best that we can to maybe, you know, get you in touch with him and see what we can do, but there's no promises, no guarantees.
Schedule fills up pretty quick.
Yep.
And of course, he would be mad at us if we didn't mention our friends over at High Bar Shirt. If you're looking for a top quality customized men's dress shirt that really you can kind of customize, do just about anything from, you know, monograms to pick your buttons to, you know, everything under the sun at highbarshirt.com. And beyond the quality and beyond, the prices are amazing. They really are. It's pretty amazing, too, that every shirt that they make is made right in Newark, New Jersey. I mean, it's, you know, they literally make everything right here. And there's not that many companies that are really doing that anymore. And doing it, of course, you know, to the level that High Bar Shirt Company is. So definitely check them out, highbarshirt.com, and we'll give you a promo code. You can still use the promo code, right?
Why not?
It's 15% off. You use it in your cart at the end, HBTH15. So just use that code. It's like High Bar Thump 15, HBTH TH15, and you get 15% off of your High Bar shirt order.
So. Right. And it's all made here, like you said, in the great USA.
Yep.
And right, look, if you're going to go to like these big box stores and you're going to buy a shirt and you're going to pay, you know, a good price for it, you might as well use the 15% discount. More than likely, you're going to get a better price for putting a High Bar shirt on. And it is, it's the best shirts I've ever worn. So.
And maybe most importantly, you're going to put a smile on High Bar Guy's face. And that's, you know, what we all aim to do.
He's a pretty happy guy. He seems pretty happy, but he'd love for you to buy a High Bar shirt.
He'll only be happier. So, yes, we are also talking about digital marketing tonight, as we often do on Sunday nights here at 9:30. We wanted to let everyone know that we had a nice addition to our Power Listings suite. Our Power Listings are our listings directories product and service, whereby we basically claim your business's listing and build it out with all your information from, you know, your business name, of course, to your address, website, photos, description, videos, and so on, you know, hours of operation, payment methods, all that stuff. And we make it so that it's synced up across all of the top, or I would say most of, that's like almost 70 at this point, top online directories and search engines. And so everything's basically consistent across all these places and built out to the fullest extent that it should be. So a new addition to this network of directories and search engines is now your business information is submitted to Amazon's Alexa. So that's a big deal because voice search is quickly growing. It's been growing steadily for the last few years, and I think it's growing even faster now. So having your business information submitted and to be able to be accessed by Alexa, that's a big deal, and that's just a new addition that any of our clients that are doing Power Listings now have the benefit of. So.
Anything that you can do that will enhance, everybody is just enamored with this guy.
We're watching High Bar Guy getting a lot of love here.
So anything that you can do to enhance your business's opportunity to be found via voice search is imperative right now. I mean, obviously, voice search has grown, and it will continue to grow as the days and weeks and years go by. But you need to be able to be found on Alexa, on Google Home, on Siri, on all of these devices that are capable of doing a voice search. You definitely want to make sure that you are, you know, one of the people that are taking the, you know, taking this thing, you know, serious now, as opposed to waiting until your competition and your competitors do it before you do. So,
absolutely. So, if you want to learn more about Thump Local and how we can help you, whether it's with your website or your reviews or your Power Listings, as we've been discussing here right now, go to thumplocal.net. You can fill out the contact form or give us a call, 516-796-0009, right? 516-796-0009. Or just Google us, you know, just type in Thump Local, THUMP as in Peter, Local, LOCAL. That's us. Check out our reviews, see what we got going on. And is that a musical instrument? I'm not sure. I don't know these signals.
I'm just making sure that we're not going to get caught up short on time here we need to cut for a commercial. But Lexi said we have a couple of minutes, so we can continue to ramble, I guess.
I guess that wasn't meant for off the air, but I'm sorry. I was so intrigued by the fingers moving and the gesture.
That was my sign language. The best that I could do at sign language.
So. I thought you were like, you know, playing the flute or something.
No.
We won't.
I'm a sax guy. I'm not a flute guy.
There you go. All right. So, yes, I also wanted to, if we have a few minutes before we take our first break, I wanted to talk about the debate that's raging on about the journey of the consumer. We've been kind of, you know, going back and forth and discussing how we do a lot of paid search for our clients where we'll actually bid on the keywords that's important for them in Google search, and we'll serve an ad up, and somebody clicks on the ad that's searching for that service, and obviously that deducts money from their budget. That's, you know, through Google AdWords, and they land on the page that they're searching, and whether or not they like what they're seeing, sometimes they really like what they're seeing and it's an emergency situation perhaps, and they just pick up the phone right there and they call because the page basically meets all their needs of what they're looking for. But it's my feeling that more and more these days is that even if you really like what you're seeing on the page that you were driven to after you clicked on that ad, you might still, and you probably will, at least I do a lot of times, jump into some other areas to do a little more research before I actually pick up the phone. So I the website looks good. I like the way this company looks. But you know what? And even though they're showcasing the reviews, I love that feature. But I still want to just maybe go onto Google, to their Google My Business page, and check out their profile and just read a few reviews, you know, before I actually pick up the phone, or at least, you know, get an essence of their Google page by checking out the number of reviews that they have and their average star rating. That might be good enough too. But a lot of times I'm not just picking up the phone right then and there or filling out the contact form. And therefore, I think call tracking is great, but if you're call tracking only the website, maybe you're not getting the full story. I don't know. How do people buy you search, Rich? I mean, is it – I know it obviously varies on depending on the type of
business. Are you asking me that question because, like, you think people in Staten Island search differently than people around the country? Or?
Well, I wasn't going to ask you to represent all of Staten Island. I was going to ask more, you know, in your household and, you know, maybe just observing the, you know, search behaviors of, you know, maybe your wife and kids. I don't know.
I think that for sure, because we do this where we embed the coding for the reviews on the site, so you can see that, obviously, that nice ribbon that we put across the site. We will lose credit for some of the activity that we get because people will click on that banner or click on the widget that we put on the on their site, which takes them off the site into a microsite, and then they could read all of the reviews in one spot.
That's something I didn't even...
And then make, and then make a call from there. So we're obviously losing a lot of traffic that way.
Because we put their actual number, not the tracking number, on the reviews landing page. Right. Okay.
So at that point, we would then show the traffic that that particular page gets, and it's pretty safe to assume that once people get to that page, if there are good reviews on it, which most of our clients do have good reviews, thanks to our hard work and their hard work, that that is probably a pretty good chance that I would say that as a consumer, why would I go to a site looking for information, I don't know, let's call it a roofer. I got a leak in my roof, so I go to the guy's site and I see that he does roof repairs, and then I click on his reviews and I see a whole bunch of fantastic reviews from people that have had roofs either done or repaired or what have you, and then I'm going to not call that person. It almost doesn't even make sense. So the only thing that I could potentially think of is somebody would maybe be turned off by maybe like a photo on the page or something like that. I can't even remember. Or maybe the geography isn't correct, which wouldn't happen to us because it's the only way that we do our campaigns is by towns and zip codes, although we do radius, but it's radius given to us by the client. But towns and zip codes, so that they're local, I couldn't understand why they wouldn't call the particular business that they were seeking information for.
So last stop, though, most of the time we feel is going to be the reviews. One way or another, whether you're going to Google, whether you're checking out the reviews page, usually that's going to be the last stop on your journey.
I would think I would say that initially somebody would get to the website. If they like what they see about the website, it's aesthetically pleasing. They see some nice pictures. Maybe they read a line or two that kind of piques their interest. And then they'd say, okay, that's pretty interesting. Let me see what kind of reviews this guy has or girl has and what type of, you know, business that they do. Then they would get to the reviews page. And then my guess is then make a phone call from there.
Boy, all right. Well, this wasn't much of a debate. I think we're on the same page, actually.
Well, no, I mean,
so
I just want to make sure that we are, for our clients, tracking everything that we can, you know, possibly do. And that is a click driven from us because we're more than likely and oftentimes doing Google AdWord campaigns for our clients.
Yeah, that's where the journey might begin, if from that click.
Correct. Yeah. And then what we also do for the majority of our clients is we explain the importance of the reviews to them and how important it is to obviously have this. And I want to, right after the break, I want to get into this because actually there's a new feature that we have for our reviews, which I think is very interesting and helpful for our clients for some SEO purposes. But the click that we'd start and we generate then would then go to a review, read the site, everything looks cool, look at the pictures, I like them, let me go to the reviews page, they mm-hmm. get to the reviews page, and we're not tracking from there. So I think you're right. I think we do lose a lot of traffic from that perspective.
Yeah. I mean, the traffic's there, I guess, but it's just we're losing the credit maybe that we're so
thank God we have
as long as the good client's enough getting the business.
Thank God we have good enough relationships with our clients that it doesn't always necessarily boil down to, you know, I got to look at a, you know,
and they're informed.
A call tracking and seeing how much business we get, because I do believe that a lot of them are going to the reviews.
We talk a lot about reviews at Thump Local, but we also do a lot more than talking about them. We help them businesses to generate them in all the important places and circulate all the good ones around the internet. And you can learn more about how we do that at our ReviewStars.com. ReviewStars is our online review generation and reputation management division. And check out ReviewStars.com, and you can learn more about how we do all that. But we'll pick this up in a couple minutes. We just have to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
All Platinum Pest Control has been serving New York and New Jersey residential and commercial clients happily for over 20 years. Now, their uniformed technicians are highly trained and are fully licensed and insured. With prompt, reliable, and personal service, they become New York's premier pest control service. Now, with a customer service guarantee, you can't go wrong. We won't rest until we get rid of your pest. Don't wait. Call now. 718-710-9982 or visit them at allplatinumpestcontrol.com. That's 718-710-9982 or visit them at allplatinumpestcontrol.com. You'll be glad you did.
If you're a business owner in charge of your company's digital marketing, finding the right company to trust with your digital advertising dollars can be challenging. Not with Thump Local. Thump Local is a rapidly growing digital marketing agency. They're so confident in their work, instead of driving you directly to their website, they want you to check out their reviews for yourself. Google Thump Local. That's T-H-U-M-P Local. Call 516-796-0009 or just send an email to radio@thumplocal.com to set up a free consultation.
And we just wanted to mention our friends over at High Boss Shirt, located in Newark, New Jersey. High Boss Shirt Company is one of the oldest shirt manufacturers in America. Listen, the RH Factor wears their shirts, so hey, with their dedication to quality, craftsmanship, and detail, your shopping experience will be easy, fun, and affordable. Go to highbossshirt.com today and customize your shirt.
Hey, welcome back, us. We are back. We are Thump Local. I did want to discuss quickly, if you're listening out there and you've recently been in an accident or you've been injured, you know, maybe it was a car accident, maybe it was on the job or anywhere really, that you might have been hurt, you probably want to think about giving Weinstein, Chase, Messinger, and Peters a call. Check them out online, wcmplaw.com, wcmplaw.com. Their phone number is 718-304-0550. They have over $500 million in recoveries. And they do a great job. I've worked with them for a while. I've kind of talked to them a whole bunch about, you know, what they do. And they're really on top of their game in their field. And if you call them at 718-304-0550, you actually get to speak to an attorney. They'll take their time. They'll find out the details of what happened. And they will let you know if you have a case. And if you do, they'll work with you and they'll help you to maximize your recovery. So Weinstein, Chase, Messinger, and Peters, give them a call, 718-304-0550, or check them out at wcmplaw.com. Google Weinstein, Chase, Messinger, and Peters. Check out their reviews for yourself, and I think you'll be happy that you did. So we were talking about reviews just before, and I think you said you wanted to bring up a new feature that helps with reviews and optimization.
Yes. So now one of the things that we do that looks – fantastic on the website, as most of our clients see. Is we put the badge, we situate the badge on the site somewhere, wherever it obviously looks the best, whether it be in a ribbon form or whether we stack them with the widget on top of the reviews itself. But now, we have an enhanced feature, which is a reviews page, which other companies may do, but none like this, where it is actually tied back to a feed, which helps, and you can speak to this better than I can, Derek, but it ties back to the landing, this page that is now built onto your site as another page, being a reviews page, has this tremendous SEO benefits. Google, we know, loves reviews, and they love fresh content on your site. And now, we're with this one page, you're going to be getting both at the same time.
And when Rich, the RH Factor, says SEO, of course, he's referring to search engine optimization.
Of course.
Meaning it helps you to optimize your site and your business in the eyes of the search engine, and can help you to be more relevant and therefore coming up higher in certain search results. And, you know, at Thump Local, we do search engine optimization, but we refer to it as BPO, best practices optimization, because we want to make it clear to our customers too that we, you know, we only do things that's considered best practices. We don't do anything that could actually end up hurting your business. And I think the reviews, the new reviews feature, can actually help you with your optimization as well. So,
yeah, this particular feature that we now have, and we now have the capabilities of doing for you, you need, obviously we talk about having reviews on your site, and it's obviously very important, but now to have this tie back to an additional benefit with the SEO benefits and the original content that's going to be on your site every time you get a review, and how Google looks at that is, it's almost silly not to have us do your reviews at this point. I mean, I don't know. I'll say it. I don't think there's anybody better than us at doing these reviews. I mean, yeah, they may be bragging a little bit, but sometimes you got to do that. I don't think anybody does reviews better than us.
I've heard you've been known to get braggadocious.
A little braggadocious. A little braggadocious, yes.
But it's warranted. And I happen to agree with you. And, you know, I think Highbar Guy would happen to agree with you.
Highbar Guy. It was so funny. I just stepped out and... And that's why I apologize. It took me so long to get back. But I stepped out and somebody, I'm not going to say what her name is because she'd probably feel a little embarrassed. I know she's one of the other, you know, has one of the other radio shows where she goes.
Personalities?
Yes. She says, is that High Bar Guy in there? And I said, it is. Yeah. I'll see if he can take a picture with you later. We'll see. But no guarantees. He's got a very busy day. So.
Hey. He has that effect on everybody, really. So, yes, definitely remember to follow at High Bar Guy. And I think we have a couple minutes. We were hoping to get into Bad at Some Things in honor of Review Stars, where the slogan there is Bad at Some Things, Good at Reviews. So let's jump into that.
I remember my first day working at the radio station.
Yes, this is Review Stars, Bad at Some Things, in honor of Review Stars, our review generation and online reputation management division. You can learn more about that at ReviewStars.com. But we like to talk about the things that we are bad at on this segment here called Bad at Some Things. So, let's see. I've been away for a little while. It's been, I don't know, it's been a long time. I know the listening audience was, you know, feeling pretty good out there, not me not being here, but I'm back, and I have things that I'm bad at with the fall coming. Do you want to know?
I'm waiting.
All right. So I think I'm bad at overdoing it with the pumpkin spice. You know, I go pumpkin spice crazy, and everything's a pumpkin spice latte. And, you know, I think they got pumpkin spice, you know, donuts, muffins, everything they got. But I think last year I was chewing pumpkin spice chewing gum, you know, when it was all said and done. And I think I'm going to overload. And then by the time, the new year rolls around, I probably won't want to hear the words pumpkin spice anymore. But I'm bad at going crazy for that pumpkin spice. That's what I'm bad at.
So I have to ask Lexi a question, because as she knows, I have a 14-year-old daughter. And this might be, although they're a couple years apart, not that much, but not, but is it cool if, or not cool? This is what I'm bad at. I'm bad at this, not deciphering the things, like when I say something that they say, am I cool or not cool? So she... I'm not.
No, you're trying too hard.
Oh,
don't.
My God.
Don't
I
try
just,
to fit in with the 14-year-olds.
Because I asked her the other day, I'm driving home, and I called my daughter. I'm like, Juliana, do you want Daddy to get you a PSL? Because she said PSL the other day. So I was. She's like, Dad, please stop. And I'm like, oh, all right. Would you like a pumpkin spice latte then from Starbucks? So you're saying no to the... You know,
hashtag PSL, is that what you're...
Yeah,
you're taking selfies with it?
Yeah, so I'm bad... Now we'll get to what I'm bad at. When my kids say things in the car...
See, I gotta say, I thought you were pretty cool saying PSL right then and there.
I thought so, too.
I think maybe I'm out of touch, too. So Lexi's shaking her head.
No
she's
good?
Going, this is
Do you
just...
say PSL?
No.
Maybe she's 14. Maybe I'm dipping too deep. Maybe I should stay at like the 22, 23 acronyms.
All right. So how do you refer to it, Lexi?
Well, I don't drink that anyway, but I would say, oh, just give me the pumpkin flavor. I don't know. I don't get all into it.
You're not getting, you don't, oh, okay.
Just kind of like, you know, like, you know, it's, I don't really have time to, like, call it the proper name. I just that pumpkin flavor thingamajig, whatever.
Is that
whatever
really
you put
is that really shishi of her that she says PSL?
Maybe I'm too bougie. I don't know.
I'm saying, is that... I don't know. That's the word I was looking for, bougie.
You know what it is? It's I think PSL started with Instagram and social media. So they would hashtag instead of writing the whole thing, they would just hashtag
right.
PSL. So I don't think it was meant to be verbally said.
Oh, my God. Wow. I got to get myself squared away here. It's bad because, you know, then the kids are in the car and their friends are in the car. And then I'm like...
PSLs, anybody?
Anybody PSLs? So, all right.
All right, I think we got to wrap up. So we know what Rich is bad at, you know, saying PSL when he probably shouldn't be.
Oh, my God.
But with that, we actually are out of time. Don't forget to follow High Bar Guy on all your social media platforms. Check out highbarshirt.com. Use promo code HBTH15. Of course, check us out, thumplocal.net. And if you were in an accident or injured, go to WCMPlaw.com. And from Thump Local, that's it. Good night, everybody.